Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you today?
Hello, my elf. I'm good. How are you?
It doesn't fail. I mean, every time it doesn't. And I don't know how many times we've done this, and it never fails. Even when we're not recording, you still giggle when I go, "How you doing, Witchy Poo?" And like on a phone call.
It just makes me giggle.
You're just truly, you're my greatest audience ever. So
I'm always entertaining.
I know you're always entertaining. You're just the best. So I love when our listeners ask questions about things that I also have questions about.
One, you are a very curious elf. And two, we have amazing listeners.
Yeah, I know. I love it because it's kind of like they ask things and I feel like they're asking for a friend. And that friend is me. And so I'm so grateful that they're asking. I'm like, yes, finally, I can tell Brenda that somebody else asked this and not just me. What are we talking about today? What is it that our listeners love?
We are talking about the Akashic Records.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the crowd goes crazy.
The crowd on this call goes crazy.
That's us. Dun, dun.
It's a party of two. I don't know a lot about the Akashic Records. So, am
That's
I typical?
Not entirely true.
Well, I know a little. I mean, I know enough. Don't get me wrong. I mean, so I'm going to spit out in probably 45 seconds what I do know. So that's the extent of my knowledge.
My nerdy elf can bring it.
Seriously. And then the rest of the episode is yours. I'll just hand it on over. But
No.
But I, as I was, you know, kind of getting lost in the interweb, I learned that Akasha is actually a Sanskrit word for ether. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. So whoever named it, well done. So I thought that was really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those yogis.
Yeah, it's like, well done. It means ether. I get that. Now, I've never actually gotten a glimpse myself, like through my own work. However, speaking of through my own work, there was a movie. Of course, I have to bring it all to a movie. We haven't been talking for like
bring us back
a
to
minute,
Hollywood.
But I have to bring us to Hollywood for this because it was actually, it's a really exceptional scene. We made this movie called The Book of Life, and it is an animated film. And actually, Book of Life is also what others have called the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Jorge, who made the movie. But there's this incredible scene where he depicts what he sees as the Book of Life, effectively the Akashic Records. So I would encourage all of our listeners who are remotely interested to go watch the Book of Life. I'm sure it's on a streaming service somewhere. My job is not to find that for you. You can find it yourself. But it's called the Book
DM
of
her.
Life. And
I have not seen it. I have not seen that.
You haven't seen the Book of Life? Mm-mm. Oh, shame on you. I love this movie. In fact, I love the director. Jorge actually sketched this kind of character art for me. It's actually on my wall here in my podcast room. It was like thanking me for being behind him in the film since the very beginning because I loved it from the second I read the script naturally, right? Mm-hmm. It's like anything called the Book of Life, I'm going to be all in. I was also so supportive of the movie throughout the marketing process that where I was actually the girl who got Oprah to watch the movie and support the movie in her live tour that she did that year. So,
oh, nice.
So yeah, so I was his girl. But that aside, I think that probably the best thing to do.
And my elf has lots of magic.
I have lots of stories that are not relevant. I mean, I can talk, we can have a non-relevant episode and we can say the Akashic Records, but I'll talk about everything but that. So what we should do though, is I should hand it over to you to actually tell us what the Akashic Records are without using movie metaphors.
Well, you know, first of all, calling it the Book of Life is another term for it, the Akashic Records. But really what it is, think of it as the universe's database of everything that's ever happened. every thought you've ever had, in any and all lifetimes, any feelings you've had, any lessons you've learned, anything you celebrated, anything you felt terrible about, it's all recorded in the Akashic Records. And remember, this all gets locked into our energy field, which is, we think of as like the black box of this particular life. You know how planes have a black box for each flight they take? That data is downloaded. That's what our energy field does. It holds all of our information every day, how much joy we have, how much frustration we have. It all gets locked into that energy field. And we take it with us when we move from this life into the next. And it gets downloaded into the giant library of the Book of Life for the whole world.
So you mean it is now in my Book of Life, my records, that yesterday when I was actually outlining, taking notes for our episode, that I actually started playing music in the bongos, that is now in in my record, because I was doing that. I was hopping around my office, playing bongos, singing, trying to, yeah, that's what I did. So that's in my record? Is that what you're saying? It's all downloaded. It's all there. So if people can have access, you could go see what I did yesterday. It's very entertaining.
That's true, actually. That's all true.
But don't the records also have a record of a potential future, right? Like what things are kind of planned or could be if somebody was staying on that particular path?
Well, think of it this way. We each are creating our own algorithm, right, that says, this is what I created, this is what I learned, this is where I advanced, this is where I retreated. Can't think of a better word, you know,
right.
This lesson. And that all creates the potentiality for our next Earth School journey. And so it can get activated. It's an invitation, but we still have free will. So we can dive deeper into it and double down on how much progress we want to make, how much we want to take on. Or we, depending on this lifetime, it may be a recovery lifetime where it's not about progression, it's about integration.
That's really interesting. You know, mm-hmm. I wonder if, I don't know how many episodes ago it was, where I had talked about the dragon dream. Didn't we talk mm-hmm. about the dragon dream? Mm-hmm. And the second dragon came in and said, everything you need is right here. And it was in a file box in the back of a car that wasn't mine. I wonder if that was like my records of some sort. Everything you need is right here.
Part of it, yeah. Unless it's one of those file boxes that's multidimensional.
Well, it was a multi, everything was multidimensional in that experience.
That's what I recall from that dream. Yeah.
Okay, my role in episodes where I don't know shit is to ask you questions. So I have a lot of them.
Okay.
And some of them are made up from what I read online, meaning I didn't have them to begin with. But the first one is actually one that I got very confused because it didn't make any sense to me, but I thought I'd ask you. Because there's apparently like a battle online about who, I guess, where does the discovery of the Akashic Records came from. And there's one camp that talks about Edgar Cayce. Mm-hmm. There's another camp that says it's the Hindus. There's another camp that says it's Carl Jung. And I'm not lying. That is
Carl
is the
Jung
argument.
Just went up in compared to all the Hindus.
Right?
<It's> hysterical. Well, this is, that really makes me laugh. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm very entertained by this. So saying who created the Akashic Record, who gets credited for it, is like saying, okay, who created gravity? Let's find out.
Yeah, I would say that was Romy from Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. She also invented the post-it note, so she said. No,
it's also a film I never saw.
Of course it is. Why would you? It's very funny, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Okay, I'll put it on the list.
But I think that's a great answer. It's like none of these people did. I mean, there are some that
exists.
Had more access, right?
Right. It exists, right? So the Akashic Records they exist. It's like gravity. It's part of the hardwiring of creating a human being. So it exists around us, and that's what gets downloaded into the Akashic Records. So they exist because that system is set up. And so Carl Jung, the Hindus, Edgar Cayce didn't create it. They contributed to the information we have on it. And one of my favorite resources, and there's a couple of them, is called the Akashic Records Blueprint for Your Soul by Edgar Cayce. And it's not a big book, but it's very dense.
It's not big, but it's heavy.
It is. It's very heavy. And I just wanted to read, this is part of the introduction. So this part, sorry for this noise while I open the book, but this is the introduction written by the person who read through many readings of his and picked out ones that he thought would advance our understanding of the Akashic Records. But this is the introduction, just talking, kind of defining what these records are. And it says, in terms of the past, the Akashic Records of the past are associated with the soul memory. In fact, Cayce suggested that, quote, karma, end quote, was nothing more than a memory. Just as a married couple may have very different memories about a past event that they shared, each of us deals only with our own karmic memory. There really is not karma between people. Instead, there is only karma with one's self. This conceptual challenge, however, is that the individuals seem to come to terms most effectively with their own karmic memory or meet themselves through their interactions with others. This is an interesting dynamic of meeting oneself through relationships with others that often causes individuals to perceive them as the basis of one's frustrations and challenges, rather than accepting personal responsibility. Right? We do this all the time. We
blame other people every day
for our own noise, our own business. Right? And he goes on to say, and yet, in spite of the fact that karma belongs to oneself, each soul is constantly drawn towards certain individuals and groups that will enable that individual to meet self in probable circumstances and relationships. And those individuals and groups are, in turn, drawn towards specific people in effort to come to terms with their own karmic memories. And so that's kind of an example of what is held in the Akashic Records. That's what gets triggered and activated as we move through Earth School, so that we are guided and influenced by these records in a very active way. It's not just data that hangs out and then we only work with it in the in-between lifetimes phase. We are drawn to people, we are repelled by people and places all the time based on our other experiences in Earth School.
You know, it reminds me of one of the quotes from you, of course, that I say, of course, everybody should know by now. I only quote Brenda. I only know three songs and I only quote Brenda. I have a very narrow world, but very full. But you said to me, I can't date things, but you said the universe gives you what you're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. And then you follow it up with, and sometimes it's supposed to be hard. Sometimes you're supposed to be frustrated. Sometimes you're supposed to have a blind spot, but the universe is going to give that to you. So that feels very related. Am I right on that?
Exactly. And there's so many quotes in here that I've highlighted, but I have one that is just like that, that talks exactly about that. And I was like, this is what I'm always trying to say. It's not supposed to be this, you know, serene all the time, because you don't grow in those phases. You don't develop, you don't strengthen your own resilience. You don't get to know yourself and meet yourself. Like they're saying, will happen in a lifetime that expands. And we're going to talk more about this when we come back from our break.
This season of the Thrive 5 podcast is now available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much to our presenter, Dove Advanced Care Antiperspirant, which offers effective protection that is kind to your skin. Join us as we hear advice from some inspiring women, share lessons for how to lead a life of greater confidence and resilience.
Slow down, check in, rest. You have to make rest a priority. You have to take breaks from your phone and the news. You have to check in with your feelings so that you can have the compassion, understanding, empathy to reach out to a friend and check in to see how they're doing. I mean, none of that is negotiable now if we're gonna survive.
This season of the Thrive 5 podcast is now available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much to our presenter, Dove Advanced Care Antiperspirant, which offers effective protection that is kind to your skin. Join us as we hear advice from some inspiring women, share lessons for how to lead a life of greater confidence and resilience.
You know, what is something that you can do joy for joy's sake? It's an outlet for you to experience joy just for the sake of joy. That's what I tell people, like, life is meant to be enjoyed even as you're going through rough and tough times. So that's what I would suggest is to, as you look for a job, as you tighten up your belt, as you try to spend less, as you try to hunker down, also make room for joy and to be intentional about bringing that into your life.
Okay, we are back, everyone. Okay, I have more questions because, again, I don't have a lot to participate. So, have you ever accessed the Akashic Records, either for yourself or for someone else?
Yes and no. I have not accessed them for myself. I have been given access to them for specific clients. So that's what I can tell you.
So there, end of sentence. What you got next, Elf? So here's what I have next.
This is what I would say. So if someone asks a question, obviously in consultations and readings, people have a lot of questions, which is great. And when they ask a specific question that I don't see laid out in front of me, either in either their numerology chart, their astrology chart, or the tarot, I will just, you know, check in with my guides, and every once in a while they will drop me into the records, and I will see it's a very different frequency. It's a very different feeling because it's a different frequency. It's very spacious when you land, but it's also very specific to the client. It's not like I've got free run of, you know, the Akashic Record Disney World sort of situation. I have very one-to-one access for that.
That would be amazing
client.
Though.
Yeah, you know, it's not a full day pass. It's like a one lane pass. Get out. Then I have to get out, which is fine. But that's what I can say.
So when you access, so you just talked a little bit about how it feels, right? Because you said it's spacious. It has a different vibe to it. When you were retrieving information, is it information that came to you in pictures? Was it audio? Was it a film like? You know, what, or was it just a knowing? Like, what did you experience in there? And yes, I've been in the movies too long. So to me, it has to be some like dramatic.
It's gonna unfold.
It is.
And so, the orchestra sweeps through.
What kind of music? Were the archangels singing? Were they playing trumpets?
Exactly.
Or were they singing Rhinestone Cowboy?
I would have remembered that. But what I would say for me, it is, it's funny you should ask this because I don't think I've ever described this before, but it is, as I said, it's very spacious, but then a specific line shows up connecting things that wouldn't at first glance be connected. You're like, oh, this relationship leads to this lesson, which leads to this opportunity, which leads to this resolution, which leads to this healing. Like, it's
interesting.
And how what feels like separate things, some which may not even be, the client may not even be experiencing yet, are instantaneously linked together, just like that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And what's really exciting about that, there's so many things that are exciting to me about that, but what you can be really clear is there are no mistakes, even though what's happening right now is very difficult, because the payoff for this is either an opening, an opportunity that you're looking for, but you don't even know what it is or where to look for, or it's a healing, or it could be both, and which is an extraordinary, when you're talking about soul level healings, it's a game changer.
We received a message from one of our listeners who said she had just been, I think a friend of hers introduced her to our show a couple months ago, and she proclaimed in this message that even though 2020 has been terrible for everyone else, it's been her best year.
Right.
And she was very kind about the guidance that she got from us. But the reality is that we were just one of the dominoes that fell for her, right? Like, so 2020 was supposed to be a time for her to get her shit together about herself. And she allowed it to happen. Again, we were one of the dominoes.
Well, she did the work.
Of course she did the work. But like, for her, that's what her 2020 was.
Right.
Right? Like, so already you see in some of these stories about people
super challenging,
right? But for her, she'll claim it's the best year she's had in her life.
Right. That doesn't mean that it was easy.
No.
Oh, right. Lord, but no. I'm just saying, in super challenging, you can see that breakthrough opportunity, which is amazing.
I mean, isn't there an old adage that it's like, okay, I'm not going to get it right, but the whole idea of it is it's not worth having unless it's hard to get, kind of thing. You know, it's like there's something close to that. Somebody please correct me and send it to
so
us.
Just when you paused, right. Just so you know, what went through my mind was the Sandy Villa quote, who's my mom. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, there you go. We'll bring Sandy
into
it today.
It's not the same thing at all. But that's
it's not, but I really love that Sandy is coming to talk to us right now. And she's alive, everybody, just so you know. But Sandy's coming to talk. I think that's interesting. What you see are these links. And I think, because, you know, I've read, because of you, again, this is apparently the Brenda episode as well, not just Akashic Records, but this Brenda episode, is, you know, I read a lot of Edgar Cayce because of you. Right. And I think, doesn't he have a quote about what he experienced? Because I think it's super groovy, the fact that he is so documented, like everything of this very gifted man has been documented because of, it was his wife, right?
Right, his wife took total dictation as his scribe, which is amazing. Which is, look, he would have, without her, he would have been amazing in his lifetime, but we wouldn't have known about it.
Right.
Right, so it's them together that it creates this extraordinary gift for us to seeds to follow.
Well, and as you find that quote, I'm just going to have to interject and say, Suzanne Taylor has no interest in taking notes about me or what I do whatsoever. So what happens on this earth plane during this life, that is it, folks, because Suzanne Taylor is not writing a damn thing down.
Oh, my God. So funny. Love her clarity. I need to learn a lot from her.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Talk about somebody, like her motto is just no. And I hope she doesn't hear this episode.
She will.
I know. And this will be, she'll go to this one immediately, like, why did you say that? I wasn't taking out her. Because I'll be like, because it is.
But what she says yes is in loving you, when we know that.
Oh, no, she does. But I mean, in general, just in life, it's like, no. And no, she'll even do the ahead of the no.
Just for emphasis.
Yeah, we could
so
all
I'm
going to
find
her.
That quote, and we're going to be right back.
Perfect.
A healthy lifestyle should be easy, right? Eat veggies, drink green smoothies, exercise to get your heart rate up, do yoga to bring your heart rate down. I mean, okay, maybe not so easy. But there is something that helps improve everything, and you can do it with your eyes closed. It's sleep. Sleep Number knows what it takes to sleep your best. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you choose your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on each side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the perfect solution for couples. These beds are so smart, they respond to your every move and automatically adjust to keep you sleeping comfortably all night. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now you can give comfort, joy, and life-changing sleep to all. Save up to $700 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, plus special financing. For a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. You'll only find Sleep Number at Sleep Number stores or by visiting www.sleepnumber.com/iHeart.
Are you dealing with best life burnout, constantly striving for more, and quite frankly, over it? Maybe you just want more joy, peace, and laughter in your life now. Well, then let's go. Welcome to your new favorite podcast, Hot Happy Mess, hosted by me, your girl, Zuri Hall. Join us each week as we discuss dating, relationships, self-care, career wins and losses, and so much more. Oh, and moments like this. You know what? Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side because it's fake.
Well, that's why I mentioned muting. There are some people who will check you.
We have some petty people in our lives.
I was crying by the water because I was happy.
And I do love a clear.
Clear?
Clear.
Not liquor, sis.
Wine will be spilled, laughs will be had, and a few tears might be shed. Messes will be made, but we're going to find our magic in the middle of them. Don't miss new episodes every Monday. Find Hot Happy Mess on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, folks, and we are back. Thank God Suzanne did not overhear the last thing I said and did not chop my head off during that break. But Brenda, is actually going to, you're going to read that another amazing quote.
Right. And again, the book is The Akashic Records, The Blueprint for Your Soul by Edgar Cayce. And the majority of the book, other than the introduction, is just all these cases. And of course, they don't give individuals' names. They all have report file numbers. And, you know, each individual has a report file number.
Are they called Jim and Sally? Are there Jim and Sally
files? Unfortunately not. Oh, they're just boring numbers. So this might be a little long, but I think it's really important because it talks about this is him going in to access the Akashic Records, specifically for client 294-19. You know that's how it sounds.
Oh my God, that's my great grandmother. I'm
sorry. How did you know? All right, so this is what he says. I see myself as a tiny dot out of my physical body, which lies inert before me. I find myself oppressed by the darkness, and there is a feeling of terrific loneliness. Suddenly, I am conscious of a white beam of light. As this tiny dot, I move upward, following the light, knowing I must follow it or be lost. As I move along this path of light, I gradually become conscious of various levels upon which there is movement. Upon the first levels, there are vague, horrible shapes, grotesque forms, such as one sees in nightmares. Passing on, there begin to appear on either side misshapen forms of human beings with some part of the body magnified. Again, there is change, and I become conscious of gray hooded forms moving downward. Gradually, these become lighter in color. And then the direction changes, and these forms begin to move upward, and the colors of the robes grows gradually and rapidly lighter. Next, there begin to appear on either side vague outlines of houses, walls, trees, etc. But everything is motionless. As I pass on, there is more light and movement in what appears to be, turning the page, normal cities and towns. With the growth of movement, I become conscious of sounds, at first indistinct rumblings, then music, laughter, and singing of birds. There is more and more light, and the colors become very beautiful, and there is sound of wonderful music. The houses are left behind. Ahead, there is only a blending of sound and color. Quite suddenly, I come upon a hall of records. It is a hall without walls, without ceiling. I am conscious of seeing an old man who hands me a large book, a record of the individual for whom I seek information.
Wow.
So good, right?
So good. And I close my eyes the whole time. And I'm so relaxed now because I was just listening to you. And I love that. I'm just kind of like, oh, this stretch. Oh, so relaxed. But
we love being read stories.
Oh, so yeah, story time is my favorite. So I will tell you what I think is so fascinating about that is when he talks about his journey to the records, right? This is his journey. And, you know, one thing that we talk a lot about, and we're going to keep talking about it because we really want it to land for people, is this whole idea about low vibe and high vibe. So in the beginning of that was all the low vibration, right?
Like, so he had to go through.
He had to go through the low vibe. So when we talk about monsters and things that are grotesque, that's like that kind of crap we were talking about on the second Succubus episode. Like, right. That's that low vibe, guys. Low vibe is not, it's not okay. You don't want to be in low vibe. You want to be in the high vibe, right?
And I think it's important that he opens with, right, he's outside his body. And he sees a beam, a white beam of light. So he doesn't get called out by a low vibe. He just has to go through that.
Right.
To get through the progression into a higher frequency, higher frequency, higher frequency, gaining access to the Akashic Records.
Well, just think of what it's like when you go on a hike or a journey, a trip of some sort. It's like, listen, you drive across Kansas, you never want to drive across Kansas again because it sucks. It's super windy. Yeah, no, for real. And it has nothing to do with the people who live in Kansas, so don't be insulted if you live in Kansas. But it is a drag to drive through Kansas. But then you hit Colorado, And then it gets good, right? Then you get the scenery and the mountains, right? It's like, hello, nature. Nice to see you. But it's like, of course, every journey is you know, has its pieces of that. Anyway, I think it was, I think that's amazing. And I'm so grateful to his wife, actually, for...
So beautiful.
For taking all the notations with us. It's incredible. So now I have another question, which is, what are some of the things that people can find in the Akashic records? Because we talk about it, we talk about these large concepts, but what kind of things are in there that you, that people could find out now about their life? Don't say everything. I knew it. I knew that's what you were going to say.
Well, I mean, first of all, you have access to information. What you do with that information is completely up to you, right? So you have access to, is this my lesson? Or am I being codependent and taking someone else's lesson? Like, that kind of information would be available. Right. Is this in my highest good? I mean, some things are available to us, but it's not the most highest priority, right? It's not the highest level work we could do. And quite frankly, we like to do low level work because it's easy and it makes us feel good. But that's all ego.
Yeah, that high level work is hard.
It takes focus. It takes discipline.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard and it's humbling. And that's not a lot of fun, but the payoff is huge.
Right. Well, because some of the things, like saving, I guess you could, know? Right, right. Because some of the things you could find are, you know, what's holding me back, right? Like, what's holding me back? What kind of pattern do I have that's holding me back? All of those types of questions.
So I will say this. So I never thought of it in this terms before. So thank you for all your loving questions, my alpha. But when I first started meditating 100 years ago, I took a class like everybody else. And, you know, I'd go into class and drop into meditation and just drop completely outside my body. And then the next thing I knew, the teacher would be bringing us back and everyone would have these incredible experiences. And I'd be like, whatever.
Were you just hanging out?
I just had nothing. I had no memories whatsoever. I dropped into absolute oblivion and thought at first I was sleeping, but I wasn't. And then, you know, anyhow, blah, blah, blah. That's not another episode. But then I asked in meditation, why can I bring information back? But I had to ask for it because what they showed me is that at another time, another lifetime, that I brought information back and shared it that I wasn't supposed to. And it didn't go well. Let's just say that.
Oh, that's so interesting because that is so who you are, because I'm telling you, you've known shit and I now know to ask you. Because if I ask, you'll tell me. If I don't ask, you won't. And that's that whole asking thing. That now I know the origin of that. See, that's your Iron Man, part of your Iron Man story.
Glad you're so happy.
Oh my God, I'm so happy because now I understand.
Because now you worked Iron Man into this episode.
I was able to work in Iron Man and part of your origin story on why asking is such a part of who you are. Mm-hmm. Oh, I get that now. That's
fascinating. And, you know, that's also why I'm a great secret keeper, because what I do, I know everybody's secrets, right? And they never come out.
See, I always thought, like, that's interesting, because I thought that part of not telling, because, you know, I have not seen as much as you have seen or experienced as much as you've experienced on the other side. But I just thought it was kind of a rule. You just don't talk about other people's stuff, especially with a name. Yeah, it's like, it's just kind of a rule. It's you know, when people ask me, well, what happened when you talked to so-and-so's, whatever, I'm like, you know, that's their story to tell you. And then I, of course, say, and I don't want to lose my superpowers of telling you shit you don't need to know.
Exactly.
So I kind of go down that path.
Yeah. Because now you know it gets downloaded into the Akashic Records.
Right? So I'd heard a really incredible story about an Akashic Record reader. So they exist.
Oh, they are. They really are.
They exist. What's the woman's name? Linda Howe.
Linda Howe.
Right?
Linda
she's a preeminent reader, I guess. Is that the right word? Predominant?
I think it sounds true. I think she's a sounds true author. And she has a book and I believe a class called How to Read the Akashic Records. She is the woman who gave me my first tarot card reading.
Oh, it was her?
That Katie bought me a reading with, yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, then we need to get her on the show. So, do you remember me? So the story I heard actually wasn't about her, but was the fact that there are, you know, legit Akashic Record readers out there. And
you have an incredible story.
I know, the story's amazing. So the story is, and this was a man, and I actually don't know his name, otherwise I would tell you, because, you know, I don't remember little details sometimes, but the story is the important part. So he's this very gifted reader, and he has a daughter. And when his daughter was young, he went and looked into her book of life, into her records, and saw in there that she was destined to actually be in a wheelchair. So it was for her to, I mean, she was going to have to, part of what her plan was is to understand what it was like to live, you know, amongst the handicapped community. And so instead of him going to his daughter and saying, you know, be careful of driving or crossing the street, you're going to get handicapped, like putting fear into her, what he decided to do instead is that he asked her, he said, well, how do you feel about, you know, people with handicaps, physical handicaps?
Or people who are differently abled.
Yeah, differently abled. Yeah, I hate the word handicap, so forgive me if to anyone or that I could have offended by that. Proper terms are important. So handicapable. So she was like, oh, they scare me. And this is what a kid would say, right? Mm-hmm. They scare me, they're different, they're this, they're that. I mean, probably no different than any other kid in the world. So what he decided to do was encourage her to go volunteer with the handicapable community.
So I just want to give a shout out to whoever this beautiful man is, because he didn't judge her, he didn't lecture her, right? It was, what a beautiful invitation.
Right? Incredible, right?
Incredible.
I mean, if we all could have fathers that are Akashic Record readers. So,
note to self, I'm putting that in my Akashic Record.
Yeah, it's like, I would like my next father to read the records. So she ended up volunteering. And for years, she volunteered. And he went back and he looked into her Akashic Records. And she no longer needed to live in a wheelchair at some point in her life, because she had learned the lesson that she was supposed to learn from it. So even though people think it's like, well, I was, you know, meant to be this or meant to do that, it's like, actually, no, you're just meant to learn the lesson. You don't actually have to live that life.
And these are living, you know, if you live in the corporate world, they'll make all kinds of mission statements or operating principles for a team. And they're like, this is a living, breathing document. We're going to live this. We're going to do this. And then, of course, it gets filed away somewhere and no one ever sees it again. But
it's dead.
The Akashic Records are not that. They are literally living and breathing. You are co-creating them every day with your
right.
choices.
So and for so, her, yeah, as she beautiful. Started to learn and understand what it was like to be in that, to have that life, and how, you know, aspects of it not easy. Also, there's aspects of it where there's a lot of people in that handicapable world that have other superpowers, right?
Right.
Like magnificent superpowers. Like those that are blind have hearing that is supersonic. That so she started to learn all aspects of it, and because she embodied it, and because of that, she was able to not go down that path. And so I think that is such, that's an invitation for everybody to understand what you are not.
And what you can create.
And what you can create. But to understand all aspects of life, to understand people of different communities. And I know a big change that happened in my own life was when people started to support gay rights that weren't gay. Mm-hmm. Because they were because enough people had come out for them to know one, and to, right? I mean, it's like, oh, I know one. I'm still that person to a lot of people. By the way, I'm still like their token gay, but I know that once that starts to happen, there's tends to be movements to where we all start to gravitate toward that understanding and that empathy and that support for things that are unlike who we are, that unlike what we see in the mirror. I got off on a tangent. Sorry about that.
Well, no, it's true. Think of all the Black Lives Matter protests, the social injustice protests that happened this summer, where people who are not in that targeted group are coming forward and joining and changing their Akashic Records.
Yeah, I joined Black Lives Matter. And by the way, I have the greatest sweatshirts that I wear all over Arkansas. I do. It's a true story.
I love that.
And the thing is, when you talk about the person you know, it's like I have a very good friend of my life who I love so dearly, and we used to work together. Her name is Bettina. And Bettina is the reason that of many things that I do, and she is the reason of now of how much I understand. I'm not going to say I'm a pro, but boy, do I understand a lot more. And I put myself out there. I wore all my Black Lives Matter stuff on election day when I'm out there, you know, waving Biden flags around, and we're in a town where nobody voted for him, which that's what I think made it fun.
Not nobody, but not, yes.
Yes, not many. But it's that thing about being, you know, being open, right? It's that whole thing about being open. And then when you open yourself up, your vibe starts to raise on its own. Like, you're not even intentionally saying, I'm going to raise my vibe because I'm going to start to understand things that unlike what I see in the mirror. It just starts to raise.
Exactly. And again, when we make those choices to be curious, to be learning, and not, you'll notice he didn't say in his introduction of like, I missed out and now I'm going through these dark vibes, I'm afraid I'm going back. He kept going.
Right.
And so continue your progress, continue your art school journey.
Drive through Kansas, man. You got to drive through Kansas.
And before you know it, you will be where the light is brighter, the colors more beautiful, and the music amazing, right?
Oh, so, yes. Yes. Amen. Which you do. Amen.
Yay. Edgar Cayce. Yay.
What a great sermon. I mean, show. I loved it so much. So I think.
Thank you for the question, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank you, folks. And just a few of you don't know how to spell Akashic, but that's okay.
It's a Sanskrit word. It's
Sanskrit. Yeah, it's okay. But thank you, everybody, for asking and being interested in this.
And remember, Earth School is hard.
Without the book alive.
Yay.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, my witchy poo.
Thank you, my owl. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.